Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, I want you to go get your Bible. Now, we're studying a lesson, a Sunday school lesson, on the grace of gratitude from Luke chapter 16, or actually Luke chapter 17. But before we get to the conclusion of this study on the grace of gratitude, by the way, this is the lesson about those 10 lepers that were healed, and only one of them returned to thank Jesus for that healing. And Jesus asked that question, where are the nine? Well, we'll be getting to that in just a moment. Before we do, though, I want to read to you about the healing of another leper. And this is found in the Old Testament in 2 Kings chapter 5. And I think I'll be reading the first 14 verses of 2 Kings chapter 5, or a little more. I'll read a little bit past that, and I'll get there as we get to the reading. But if you'll turn to 2 Kings chapter 5, while I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. Now, we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m. and worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our services. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Sometimes people may say to me, they'll say something like, are you a Church of Christ preacher? And I know when they ask me that, they do not understand what the Church of Christ is. They're talking about the Church of Christ as though it were a denominational name. They would just as soon ask someone else, are you a Methodist preacher? Are you a Baptist preacher? Are you a Pentecostal preacher? But you don't really use language like that talking about the Church of Christ. And so we don't talk that way. I like to say I preach for the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, but I am not a denominational preacher of any kind. You see, the Church of Christ is not a denomination. It is simply a Church of Christ. The churches in the New Testament weren't denominations. Well, you never read anything in the Bible, an expression like a Church of Christ preacher, as though the Church of Christ was a denomination. And I'll tell you this, I became a Christian upon my obedience to the gospel, being baptized for the remission of my sins. Jesus added me to His church, and I have never joined a denomination. And when I assemble together with the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, I'm assembling with others who have simply obeyed the gospel and have been added to God's church and never joined a denomination. Or if they had joined a denomination, they have left that denomination. You see, there was no denomination in the New Testament. That's the way it was in the New Testament, and that's the way it ought to be today. So I will say, yes, I'm the preacher at Rock Cliff, but don't call me a Church of Christ preacher. We are studying lessons in this class for the Sunday school that was for 1923. These were written by E.A. Elam. And in fact, we're looking at a lesson written for the Sunday of February the 4th, 1923, about the healing of these lepers. And I want to read to you the story from the Old Testament about the healing of a leper back then. This is in 2 Kings chapter 5. And I want you to notice that this leper was healed when he obeyed the word of the Lord as it was delivered him by the prophet. Now, here is that beautiful old story. It's found in 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him Jehovah had given victory unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out in bands and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maiden. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would that my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, then he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus saith the maiden that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go now, I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, And now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have sent Naaman my servant unto thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? But consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, he sent unto the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again unto thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of Jehovah his God and wave his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Parphar, the rivers of Damascus, much better than the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him, saying, My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith unto thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. I'm going to end that reading right there from 2 Kings chapter 5 and return to the notes that Elam wrote about these 10 lepers that were cleansed. He starts off asking this question, How are sinners healed? One is healed of leprosy of sin by faith when he obeys Jesus the Christ. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. For ye are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, in this story, only the Samaritan returned to thank Jesus. We read in Luke 17:15-16. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God. And he fell upon his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. This one, when he saw that he was healed, knew that Jesus had done it, and filled with gratitude, he turned back to thank him, glorifying God with a loud voice as he went. He would have all know that God was the source of this great blessing, as of every other blessing. In humility, reverence, and honor, he prostrates himself before Jesus to show his deep gratitude, a usual way of showing reverence, honor, deep humility, or great gratitude. He was a Samaritan. The other nine most probably were Jews, and the Jews hated the Samaritans. This Samaritan would expect less favors than the Jews, and less would be expected from him. But he showed the greatest gratitude, and was the only one that showed him any. Now I want to ask the question, where are the nine today? It says in Luke chapter 17, verses 17 through 19, Jesus answering said, "Where there are not 10 cleansed, and where are the nine? And there were none of them that returned to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Jesus said, "Where are the nine?" He knew there were 10, and that not one had returned to express thanks to give glory to God save this stranger. Jesus asked those questions to emphasize the gratitude of the nine Jews who should have led in the manner of giving him thanks, like the poor, unfortunate widow in Luke 7:36 through 50, who loved much because much had been forgiven her. This Samaritan realized how much had been done for him and was very grateful. This is a striking example of the ingratitude of the human family. We read in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to youward. Above all, let us thank God daily for Jesus, that he saves us from sin through him." Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through him, then, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, to make confession for his name." Jesus said unto this Samaritan that had been healed of his leprosy, "Arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Added to the faith by which he was healed, and now his gratitude and love, it is implied, by faith hath made thee whole, that his sins were also pardoned. If so, it was as though faith which obeyed. It was through a faith that worked. Never were lepers healed by walking that road before or afterward. But when Jesus commanded them to go that way, it was a cure and health to them that obey. They walked it that time by faith. And thus, sinners are saved by faith. They obey God, and he cleanses them. He forgives them. It matters not what God says do. Faith that serves does it. One who will not implicitly obey God is not justified or saved by faith. If that one lacks faith, if he will not obey, then, if this Samaritan was saved by sin when he returned in love to glorify God and to thank Jesus, the nine were not. They were only cured of leprosy. It is not quite clear that every case of physical healing performed by Jesus was not a case of conversion, salvation from sin. A miracle could be performed on a sinner by which he was neither converted nor benefited morally or spiritually. And that brings this lesson to a close. The following lesson that we'll soon study is on the spirit of prayer. And this will come from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. So you may want to go ahead and mark that in your Bible for our next lesson period. In the meantime, I want you to come visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, and see how it is when a body of people determine to worship after the New Testament pattern.